Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative, Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the House was in session this week, but the really big news of the week had to do with the governor finally putting his pen to a piece of legislation that's been being worked on for some time to help Pennsylvania get a start on solving some of the financial issues that surround the state pension systems. What's going on here?
Well, this was a bipartisan piece of legislation that we've been working on a long time to provide for pension reform with our two big pension systems in Pennsylvania. And this particular bill will make much needed changes for future employees. As I said, it was a bipartisan effort that was overwhelmingly supported in both chambers of the legislature. And I'm glad that the governor has now signed the bill. This is a step in the right direction. It stops the bleeding by shifting liability away from the taxpayers. I will say that the current unfunded liability remains, and that's certainly something that needs to be worked on. So there's much more to be done, but this is a very important step in the right direction in the area of pension reform.
There was also some legislation that recently came out of your committee that has to do with forest management, and it's especially meaningful for folks in northwestern Pennsylvania, where there's lots of federal forest land. What's going on here?
Well, this week, the House Agriculture and Rural Affairs Committee that I chair met to consider House Bill 1494, and that's a bill that I've co-sponsored with my colleague, Representative Rapp from Warren County, that deals with enhancing forest management in the Allegheny National Forest. And specifically, the bill authorizes the Commonwealth to enter into what's called a good neighbor agreement with the U.S. Department of Agriculture to allow the state to get more involved in helping manage the national forest through timber harvesting, promoting forest regeneration, restoring or improving habitats. So it, I believe, can go a long way toward helping manage the forest. Many of our communities rely on the financial support that comes from harvesting timber on the Allegheny National Forest, as well as all the jobs that the forest products industry supports. So I think this bill will go a long way toward enhancing the long-term health and productivity of the forest. And now the bill will move on to the House floor for consideration.
There was also some action to avoid the sunset of an important law that has to do with children's health insurance. What's going on here?
Well, we recently passed legislation to continue the Pennsylvania Children's Health Insurance Program, commonly known as CHIP, which is set to expire on December 31st. The legislation would extend that sunset date to continue the program operating. CHIP provides insurance coverage to uninsured children and teens up to age 19 whose families earn too much to qualify for medical assistance. So a very important program. It was passed unanimously in the House and now goes to the Senate for consideration. It's important to point out that more than 174,000 children in Pennsylvania are currently enrolled in the CHIP program. So very important program.
And there was some more action to also avoid the sunset of an important regulation for those senior citizens who benefit from the PACE and PACENET program. What are some of the details on this?
Well, this is House Bill 426 that would prevent seniors from losing their eligibility for the PACE and PACENET prescription drug coverage programs due to a Social Security cost of living adjustment. This would basically extend the COLA moratorium until December 31st, 2019 to ensure that seniors who are currently on the PACE and PACENET programs are not bumped off the program due to a small cost of living increase from Social Security. So I think this is very important. The programs provide prescription drug assistance to over 300,000 Pennsylvania seniors, and the bill will now go to the Senate for consideration.
There's also an important date coming up that Pennsylvania hunters need to be aware of. What's going on here?
Well, this is just a reminder that hunting licenses for the 17-18 hunting season go on sale this coming Monday. And certainly by law, all first-time hunters and trappers, regardless of age, must successfully complete a hunter-trapper education training course before they can buy a hunting license. And there are a number of classes being hosted, and you can get more information on those classes at www.pgc.pa.gov.
Representative Causer, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer.